It's 8:40 on the ticket. About 30 minutes ago, we did the segment on Stephen Jones wrestling the steering wheel away from Jerry more and more. Is that true? Well, why don't we go to the source? Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the second man in charge out at the Star, or maybe the number one guy these days. We say good morning to Stephen Jones. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thanks for the time.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know if you heard us talking about this, but there was a column written this week that says that not only have you gained more power out at the Star the last few years, but now that you're the guy in charge.
I done seen that column, too.
You did?
I did, and I did. That's right.
Is it true?
It's about time I take over the Cowboys. I do everything already.
Yeah, it does. Like I mentioned, it does seem that you do a lot of the legwork out
there. That's right. And I want to start getting credit for it instead of Diddy. At our family football meetings, Charlotte and I is the only ones talking football.
Really?
You are.
Yeah, Daddy and Ginger just spend the whole time coloring in their coloring books.
Your dad does not get out of coloring
they
book.
They do. They just sit over there making their pretty marks. All Daddy's interested in these days is flying around in his helicopter.
Helicopter?
And pulling Jerry Jr. around the Pacific in his inner tube with his big yatch. Daddy loves that yatch. He named it after Mommy.
Right. Yes, he did.
Yeah. The Bravo Eugenia.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And my nephew Spalding is even more helpful than Daddy these days around the football complex.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
No.
And Spalding don't care about nothing.
Yeah, we have seen him around more and more.
Maybe a miracle will happen and Daddy will hand the team over to me without a drop of blood spilled.
That'd be a miracle?
A miracle?
That'd be a miracle. After all, this organization's known for miracles.
Yeah. I guess you've had a few.
Romo was a miracle.
Yeah.
The Herschel trade was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jr.'s law degree was a miracle. And the fact that none of the Jones fellers have been canceled by Me Too is a miracle.
Hey, okay. Come on. Don't take a shot at your family like that.
Daddy had a severed redwood tree fall on his head last week in a coup attempt, and it didn't even knock off his hairpiece.
A failed attempt.
Junior and I have been trying to kill Daddy for several years now.
Shouldn't admit that.
Daddy's too strong for us.
Is he?
In fact, I think he's eating his Wheaties with antifreeze every morning for the past 10 years.
Antifreeze.
That's right. We even paid Roosevelt this morning to grease Daddy's shower floor. And it didn't work.
See, I don't think you have to do all these things. I think he's giving you more and more power anyway.
But I want to run the team exclusively before I turn 70, and I'm getting close.
You got a ways before you turn 70.
I want to be the Jones son that takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's going to fall to you. I think that's going to happen.
Hold on a second. Somebody wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Who's this?
I'm Cooper Jones, the oldest brother who's never really talked about.
Oh, my gosh. There's no...
Really?
Cooper Jones.
This is breaking news.
I've traveled the world being successful at everything I try. I'm worth twice what my father is worth.
Wow.
But yet I have no interest in taking over the organization. Some say that had I lived, I would have been the best of the Jones.
What? Had you lived? What
never
are you talking
heard
about?
The story.
No one's ever said that.
Of Cooper Jones. He would have been
I
the
don't
greatest
think there is
of them
a story
all.
Of Cooper Jones. Stephen gone now, too? All right. Now Stephen's gone. Now Dr. Salmon and Stephen are gone.
Cooper
there you go.
Jones.
Amazing.